Blog Talk Radio.
The Alka-Seltzer Show, transcribed in Hollywood, featuring radio's favorite singing stars, Kurt Massey and Martha Tilton, with the music of Country Warrior.
It's Alka-Seltzer time, Alka-Seltzer time.
Morning, noon, and night, it's Alka-Seltzer time.
I'm Kurt.
I'm Martha.
And here we go with the Alka-Seltzer Show.
You are listening to the Angry Indian Unintelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Okay, welcome back. This is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Welcome back, welcome back. You know, a lot of you know that we also run on what is known as the Thank God It's Friday show. We have the morning slot after Free Speech Radio News on Radio Free Kansas. Well, we finally got him in. Mike Cadell, the producer of Roger Free Kansas. And you can check out his work with his personal blog at Fighting Cock Flyer. That's one word, fightingcockflyer.blogspot.com. And you can check out his comments on Twitter at Posse Call. So, you know, we're going to be talking about the issue of abortion in the free state of Kansas and how that relates to capitalism, greed, Republican hubris, Democratic spinelessness, you know, just total confusion, mass confusion when it comes to, you know, women's rights, when it comes to the rights of minorities, when it comes to, I'm not even going to get into native issues, man. You know, it's just, right now we're going to talk about what's going on in Kansas in terms of women, in terms of all women.
Getting tired of it yet? Are you tired? Are you working your ass off? Go back to Fela Kuti Zombie Music. I'll be back with you. I'm your host, Mike Cadell, on a Saturday afternoon. Saturday hijinks. Thank you.
go go unless you tell him to go.
Don't be
not go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Don't be
not go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Don't be
not go think unless you tell him to think. Stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
not go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
not go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
tell him to go straight. No break, no jam, no sense. Tell him to go kill. No break, no job, no sense. A joro jar, a joro. Tell him to go quench. A joro jar, a joro. No break, no job, no sense. A joro jar, a joro. Go and kill.
Joro jar, a joro.
Go and die.
Joro jar, a joro.
Go and quench.
Joro jar, a joro.
Put up all the vibes.
Joro jar, a joro.
Go and quench.
Joro jar, a joro.
Go and kill.
Joro jar, a joro.
Go and die.
Joro jar, a joro.
Put up all the vibes.
Joro jar, a joro.
Go and die.
Joro jar, a joro.
Go and quench.
Joro jar.
Joro jara joro, zombie we na one way. Joro jara joro, zombie we na one way. Joro jara joro.
Are you a zombie? Zombie, man. Nursing homes. Old people dying in droves.
I think I blew my speaker, my earbuds, you know, my headset. I blew that, I think. I'm jiggling it around. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Fela Kuti, zombies. Sometimes I feel like I'm broadcasting to a bunch of zombies out here on Radio Free Kansas. It goes without saying, there's a lot of evil people in the world. Well, in my experience, when I go out and meet people, you don't know they're evil. You don't even realize how evil people can become when it gets down to the decisions. I've been to these political party lunch. I don't know what you call them. They're just get-togethers out here in Jefferson County and Kansas. And coming up August 28th from 8 to 11 is Eggs and Issues. Now, that is a Republican thing at the American Legion in Perry, Kansas. I went to a couple of those, and I'm always fascinated by hearing how they bullshit their way through. I mean, they put up these elected people to give their reports to the Central Committee. They call themselves the Central Committee. It's like something out of old communist Russia. They had the Central Committee for the Kansas Republican Party in Jefferson County. They call themselves the Central Committee. I'm sure if you drill down in your local Republican Party organization, you'll find a Central Committee. So I would go to these morning Eggs and Issues. That's what they call Egg and Issues. And usually they parade around there. There's no shortage of Republican candidates and Republican incumbents because they're all Republicans out here. All of them are Republicans, you know. And they give a short 3 to 5 minute speech, each of them, about all the glorious things they've accomplished. And I'm very interested in hearing what's coming up August 28th. I'm afraid to go in there. I mean, one, I'd like to wear a mask because I know these crazy bastards don't give a shit about killing off half their own people. I really believe that. And two, I've been vaccinated, my whole family has,
and my friends, and if you're not vaccinated listening to this show, you really ought to think about it, because you can't go out and stir up shit if you're going to get yourself sick. And I think it's all about stirring up shit right now, because these people are so backward, they don't even care if they kill off their own people. I mean, it's all about capitalism. So, oh, that's the word, capitalism. I really think we got a problem in Kansas. I really do. Uncensored Fuck the Casbah version of The Clash. Yeah. It goes back that far. Fuck the Casbah. You know, started this show in August 2007. That's a long time ago, man. Think about that. I mean, this is an amazing thing. Now, I confess, Monday through Friday on Radio Free Kansas, for only an hour, because I can't afford it. I do, you know, my regular schedule. And a lot of it is United Nations, Alex Smith. I call it Weather on Wednesday. It's Radio Eco Shock. Monday is United Nations Radio. They're the closest I can come. The closest I can come to world radio news about what's really going on outside the borders of the United States. And my hat tip and thanks to the news staff at the United Nations who gives the audio to me. I appreciate that. At the Twitter is at UN_news_center. And center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E. Thank you for the United Nations News Center for giving me the news to give to you Monday through Friday, the latest United Nations news in brief, no more than 5 minutes. Is every bit as good as the BBC, believe me. And it's even more international in scope. So Wednesday we have Radio EcoShock. Thursday is Law and Disorder. Friday is Freedom from Religion. These are pre-recorded shows that I do. They're not that pre-recorded. We're talking minutes. Friday Free for All, Friday Free Thought Radio, on Friday here at Radio Free Kansas, is an hour of programming from the Freedom from Religious Foundation. And it's the latest. And I'll tell you, Thursday night's a busy night because I have to download all these shows. I have to download them and upload them. I have to get the United Nations news. I do it 5 days a week. And can you believe it? Can you believe it? I want to go back to 7 days a week, 2 hours a day, but I can't afford it. I mean, I pay for the time slots I get. It's about $40 a month, and I'm on tight. I mean, hey, I'm on a tight budget like you people, and you know that $40 is $40. I mean, a trip down to get a bar, get a drink, you know. Get out and see people. I need to raise a reliable, to get to this 7 days, to return to the 7 days a week, 2 hours a day. I need to get $100 a month. Now, if I could find somebody, and there are some people out there I know. Some of you have been very generous. Get your friends. And if I could raise $1,000, the network will give me a year of 7 days a week, 2 hours a day broadcasting, and I will commit to doing that. I will commit to being your executive producer. I will bring you good radio news 2 hours a day. All you have to do is sit back and use your phone. Also, if you haven't thought about it, consider subscribing to my magazines I produce. And they're very inexpensive. $20 for 10 mailings. Some mailings will be the magazine I'm developing, Discomfort. Sometimes it might be the upcoming Round Robin magazine, which really involves you, the readers, to write letters anonymously, if you want, to be printed in the Round Robin, and the Damn Jackass, which is yours truly, writing to the local newspapers as letters to the editor. You get 10 mailings of that. There's no schedule. They're just things you get in the mail. You never know what you get from me. I'll tell you that for right now. You never know
I mean, you never know what you're going to get from me. Usually it's about rich people.
We got no plans, no plans at all. Evil man's always transcending. Fight her like sheep, swallow everything. Always simpletons or pretending. We got no plans.
This is your moment of clarity from LeeCamp.net. You could watch no news, read no newspapers, talk to no one, and put duct tape over your eyes, nose, ears, and ass, and still have noticed that billions of dollars is being dumped into our elections around the country, the vast majority of it from millionaires, billionaires, and deuce extraordinaires making a mockery of our system. Most of this used to be illegal, but now it's all part of the game, thanks to the 2010 Supreme Court decision, Citizens United. Although I'm suspicious that they just misspelled it and it's actually Citizens Untied. Or perhaps they really misspelled it and it's actually citizens getting fucked hard in the face. You know, maybe their pen slipped. So how did we end up here? How did we get to this point? Let's go back to a young Bill Clinton, all the way back before the stain on Monica's dress was just a glint in Bill's eye. Before Clinton was president, he was chairman of the Democratic Leadership Council, which had strong anti-government rhetoric and was opposed to many rules and regulation. And who gave $100,000 to help fund the DLC? The Koch brothers. And once in office, Clinton and Gore went on a deregulating bender, including repealing the Glass-Steagall Act, allowing banks to run wild. And that's part of the story where you go, oh, I bet that comes back to bite us. Yeah, yeah, it really fucking does. Less reported was that Clinton also made a major indictment of a massive corporation disappear. The corporation shall remain nameless, but let's just say it rhymes with Koch brothers. Oh, shit, no, I fucked up the rhyming, but yeah, it was the Koch brothers. But that's a bedtime story for another day. For re-election, Clinton ran against a fellow named Bob Dole, who was one of Dole's sugar daddies. If you guess the Koch brothers, then you win nothing, but you were still right. It was the Koch brothers. But the Kochs got tired of sneaking around regulations on finance and campaigns. They thought to themselves, who's the government to tell us what we can and can't do? We have $44 billion. We can buy this government and still have enough left over for 300 million Hallmark cards to help the American people feel better about it. But before they knew it, Citizens United came along, and now they can swamp elections with all the money they want. Thank the fucking Lord. For a minute there, I thought the people of the United States were going to have to choose the president. But don't worry, the Koch brothers did not have anything to do with Citizens United. Just ask the lawyer who argued Citizens United before the Supreme Court, Ted Alston. He will tell you that when he took leave from his job at Koch Industries to represent Citizens United, it had nothing to do with the Koch brothers. Mr. Alston also happens to be the guy who made W president by arguing Bush v. Gore in front of the Supreme Court. Hold on, the guy who argued the preposterous Bush v. Gore case is the same guy who argued the utterly satanic Citizens United case? The same fucking dude? Hold on. He couldn't have always been evil. It must have been some point in his past. Let's see here. In the 1980s, he defended Ronald Reagan against Iran-Contra? Jesus fucking Christ, Andy worked for the Koch brothers? That's like if we found out Jerry Sandusky helped kill Natalie Holloway and then gave birth to Lloyd Blankfein. It's too much evil all bunched together. What is it, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse? Oh my God, Mitt Romney owns a horse. That's your moment of clarity from LeeCamp.net, and it's based on the information and reporting done by Greg Palast in his upcoming book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. Learn how our democracy is being destroyed at ballotbandits.org. Also, if you feel like helping Moment of Clarity to keep going, donate what you believe this episode is worth at leecamp.net. Thanks. Keep fighting.
It makes me feel so- But what he's gonna need is an Undertaker man. I ain't had nothing but bad news. Now I've got the crazy blues. I went down to the railroad, laid my head on the track. Thought about my baby and had to snatch it back. My baby's gone and gave me the sack. So now I've got the crazy blues since my baby went away. I ain't got no time to lose. I must find him today. I'm gonna do like the Chinaman. Gotta get some hop, get myself a gun and shoot myself a cop. I ain't have nothing but bad news. Now I've got the crazy blues.
Bessie Smith. Now Bessie Smith, I'm telling you, get myself a gun and shoot myself a cop. It goes back to like the 1920s. Sort of an upside down version of Blue Lives Matter. I'll tell you that. You know, when you get the heat on the run, you got to run. Oh, yeah, we're doing all kinds of radio. The grab bag from the archives of Radio Free Kansas started in August 2007. Over 3,500 programs have been broadcast on our channel at the Blog Talk Radio Network. That's why I need your help. I really do. Here's an example of some of the archives. We're talking about sisters. And we're talking about bitches.
Okay, I want to thank those that have been working in coalition to make this day happen. I know we had people from MoveOn.org working. We had ACLU and Planned Parenthood who lobbied day in and day out during the legislative session that also contributed to this effort. I am Carrie Ann Rinker, and I'm state coordinator of the Kansas National Organization for Women.
This is back when there was a women's movement in Kansas. Oh, my God, I don't know, 5 years ago, maybe 7, 8, 10, maybe 10 years ago, when they had some women organizing for women. Courtesy of Radio Free Kansas.
I'm going to ask if you're speaking today. So I've got Representative Ann Ma, Representative Finney, Lane Campbell, Marguerite Reed, Charlie Jenny, Stephanie Mott, Michelle Stubblefield, Heidi Chulista, Callie Benton, Vicki Stangle, and Tamara and Crystal from Kansas United, who also did a lot to make today happen.
Now, what's interesting is that Carrie Ann and a lot of feminists, a lot of people in Kansas, a lot of women in Kansas, did not like Dr. Ann Kristen Newhouse speaking that day. That's right. They did not want Dr. Kristen Newhouse speaking that day in Topeka years ago.
I don't know if he's working Saturday or not. I'm guessing.
if he knew that you all would be here today, that he's probably not up there. He tends to run the other way when he's facing opinionated people. We are here to deliver a message to our elected oppressors. We will not stand idle and watch our rights be eroded and eliminated. We will not stand by and watch the gradual destruction of our health care, our personal safety, and our future freedom of our daughters go unchallenged. We will fight for every inch of ground that was fought for and won by our four mothers. We are women and our male supporters. Hear us roar. An uprising. This is the voice of Kansas women and men coming together to proclaim enough is enough.
She's going on and on. It was a large assembly, maybe 500, maybe 1,000 women, and before Brownback, before what's coming up next August. Next August. Brothers and sisters, in the primary will be a historic vote, and none of you know about it. It is a true sneak attack against women and abortion in the state of Kansas. Reproductive health rights are going to be under attack after next August, not this coming August, next August. We have a year to organize. If we don't organize, women, sisters, mothers, abortion will be illegal in Kansas. Abortion will be illegal. Reproductive rights will be illegal. Oh, yeah. This is from the same rally, Dr. Chris Newhouse.
And I just can't tell you all how happy I am to see everyone here today and to hear all the wonderful things that we've heard so far. The dialogue here in Kansas has become so much more critical and elevated in the last year or so, and I can't tell you how happy and heartwarming that is. The one good thing I think a lot of you probably know my story. I'm in the paper a lot as, whatever, incompetent, physician for protecting the rights of women and protecting their medical records. But the one thing I can say that I'm happy about losing my license is that I will now not be forced to lie to my patients. When I first read that legislation, I realized that it was obviously giving physicians a license to not tell patients the truth, but then further on in the wording of it, it's apparent that they also will require us to tell patients something which has unequivocally not been proven. It's absolutely untrue that there's any scientific link whatsoever of breast cancer with having had an abortion. It's absolutely false. You could make a little plot and show that piracy was more related to breast cancer than having an abortion. I don't mean to go on about it. There's no scientific or medical organization that has endorsed that. It's totally BS. I'm watching my language. And just once again, I want to thank you all. I think Time Magazine has announced the last 2 years that the person of the year has been the citizen activist. And that is really all of you and all of us. And thank you so much.
Now that's what you get. Dr. Chris had to fight to get that 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
among a large group of women who say they support the reproductive rights of women in the state of Kansas. And that was years ago, and that was really one of the last times you heard Dr. Chris in public. Since that time, we have dealt with many difficulties. Since that time, we have weathered the attacks financially and politically of what happened to Chris and I and my family. And to a large extent, we have been quiet. I'm not going to be quiet anymore. For the next year, we need to organize women. We need to let women know they have to, through solidarity and actions, really get the word out about what's coming down. Coming down, they're going to make abortion illegal. They're going to make, and that's the first step. They will make birth control illegal for women. You think I'm blowing my... Read the latest in The Nation magazine by Kathy Polite. She's talking about what will happen from North Dakota down to Louisiana and Mississippi if Roe v. Wade is overcame. If you need something, and I'll get back to you in a minute, this is one of the most powerful speeches delivered that day, years and years ago, before Brownback, in Topeka, on the steps of the Capitol, by Vicki Standard. She's married to a doctor, and they left Kansas years and years ago. Vicki Stangle. One of the best speeches I've heard about Kansas. Then and Kansas today.
Stangle used to teach women in politics at Wichita State University. She also believes in this thing called separation of churches. Midwest chapter of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. She spoke out here against these private school masters that they tried to pass this year. That's her right field. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Vicki!
All right, I am your last speaker, so we'll try to make this as quick as possible. I'd like you to take a good look. The building behind me is not a church. This building is a public edifice dedicated to the business of governing the state. Now, there was a time when European monarchs and popes conspired together as one to govern the people. This marriage of church and state created unstable, disjointed and violent governments that abused the rights of citizens they were charged to protect. Our founders did not wish to build another government grounded in religious tyranny and absolutism. They labored to create a government where secular laws would be free from the dictates of sectarian doctrine, where all citizens could personally embrace their own beliefs. James Madison, the father of the United States Constitution, worried about the dangers of religious factions. And what would happen if the strains of religious extremism were allowed to take hold in the American government? For too long, religious extremists in Kansas government have dominated the political landscape and made a mockery of our free, secular republic. These politicians want Democrats have turned the state house into a feed roll for their brand of faith. They believe their God, their religious traditions, their beliefs should dictate public policy for all Kansans. In their arrogance, they have concocted laws based upon misogynist doctrines without any concerns for the rights and freedoms of Kansas women. Today, no government business can be conducted in Kansas without first bowing to the religious extremists. At all levels of government, their narrow view infects public policy. At the state level, an attempt was made to give taxpayer money through backdoor school vouchers to religious schools and thereby weaken public schools. Passage of the Kansas Preservation of Religious Freedom Act would allow individuals to discriminate against gays and lesbians based upon the employer's religious beliefs. And the ridiculous bill that would define life as beginning at fertilization is clearly the most shocking assault on women's civil liberties and autonomy as full persons. Yes, the war on women will not succeed without setting up a theocratic state. To accomplish this, elected officials in Kansas refuse to respect the Establishment Clause of the United States Constitution, which prohibits the government from favoring one religion or faith to rule government. Kansas officials also disregard with impunity Article 7 under the Kansas Bill of Rights. It reads in part that in Kansas, no preference may be given under law to any religious establishment or mode of worship. Defining life as beginning at fertilization certainly establishes under the law one religious doctrine of faith for all to obey. Kansas women have no intention of allowing religious doctrines to corrupt our laws. We most certainly reject any Christian doctrine supported by legislative statutes to degrade women's civil liberties and freedoms. To be clear, women are not chattel, they are not baby machines, they are not sex slaves to their male masters. Women are human beings who have every right to do what is right for their health and mental freedom. All Kansans must stand up against the horrific political malpractice taking place in Kansas against women. We must not be bullied by politicians who despise any woman for refusing to bow in submissiveness to the state that seeks to control her womb. Upholding the separation of church and state is the only way we can stop the theocratic madness in Kansas. Today, we stand together to loudly proclaim we will not be defeated by the religious extremists in Kansas government. The forces behind the suppression of women and their rights are powerful, but we must be more powerful, more dedicated to preserving the separation of church and state if we are to live free and determine our own destiny as citizens of this democratic republic. Victory is our only option.
Republican, baby, I can't and those Republicans. I hate that old Republican Party. Republicans, I hate Republicans, baby, I can't stand those Republicans, I hate that old Republican Party. Comrades and rivals, well, there's something left to say. Fight for a future where not everything is safe, though they are likely to prevail. All creation is that we strive to rend as the Republicans. They want a government that we can and protect us.
Things are going, it's going to be like Gil Scott Heron. Yes, it's going to get worse. It is going to get worse.
We want to do a poem for one of our unfavorite people who's now the head of the Nixon campaign. He was formerly the attorney general named John Mitchell. Nixon's campaign seems to be out, you know, getting off on a rather hip foot after his trip to China in the name of peace. While they were killing people right across the street, so to speak, in North and South Vietnam. But No Knock, the law in particular, was allegedly legislated for black people rather than, you know, for their destruction. And it means simply that authorities and members of the police force no longer have to knock on your door before entering. They can now knock your door down. It's No Knock. Explained it to me, I must admit, but just for the record, you were talking shit. Long rap about No Knock being legislated for the people you've always hated in this hellhole that you we call home. No Knock, the man will say, to keep that man from beating his wife. No Knock, the man will say, to protect people from themselves. No knocking, head rocking, into shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. No Knock. No Knocked on my brother Fred Hampton, bullet holes all over the place. No Knocked on my brother Michael Harrison, jammed a shotgun against his skull. For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? the likes of you, the nerve of you, to talk that shit face to face, your tomato-faced deadpan, your deadpan, deadening another freedom plan. No knocking, head rocking, enter shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. But if you're wise, no-knocker, you'll tell your no-knocking lackeys, ha, no knock on my brother's head, no knock on my sister's head, no knock on my brother's head, no knock on my sister's head, and double lock your door, because soon someone may be no-knocking, ha, ha, for you. No knock, to be slipped into John Mitchell's suggestion box.
The people's flag is deepest red, it's shrouded off the martyr dead. And ere the limbs grew stiff and cold, their heart's blood died in every fold. Then raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its foes we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here. When all our hands seem dark as night, it witnessed many a deed and vow. We mustn't change its color now. Raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its foes we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here. It well recalls the triumphs past, it gives the hope of peace at last. The banner bright, symbol plain of human rights and human gain. Raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its folds we'll never die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here. Man's frown and haul that sacred emblem down. Raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its foes we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here. With heads uncovered swear we all to bear it onward till we fall. Come dungeons dark or gallows grim, this song shall be our parting hymn. Raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its foes we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here.
Download zone, brothers and sisters. We're in the download zone. That means if you call in, you can't get in. But you can download this show and share it with others on Facebook, Twitter, etc. Yes, we're in the download zone. Not approved. The network has not approved. We could go 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your support. Yeah, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, we've done over 3,500 shows. 3,500 shows. We had a setback a year ago, 2 years ago, with the plague, the COVID-19 plague. We had to go back to an hour a day. I'm going to go back to 7 days a week of broadcasting. But I want to go to 2 hours so I can talk to you. So I can be your friend. Because I am your friend. Phillips, who you'll hear more as I go and break into the network. One of my favorite by Billy Bragg.
It might have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over the luxury's disappointment. So he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. The cheese pavilion, and the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. In pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment for my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the great leap forward. Sales are organized and pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the great leap forward. Oh, one leap forward, two leap back. Will politics get me the sack? Waiting for the great leap forward. Blacklist, I wanna be on it, waiting for the right leap forward.
bargain and cut out the middle man. Right to live forward. In a perfect world we're all singing tune, but this is reality. Skip the road. Right to live forward. So join the struggle while you make the revolution. It's just a t-shirt away.
Kids in Brooklyn. Yeah, that's where the network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, comes out of Brooklyn, or it might be the Bronx. It's out of New York. I don't know how long they'll let me get away with this, but I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it today because I want to get back and do it right. Here's a German rendition. That was Billy Bragg. This is a German rendition of the Internationale. I'll get back with you.
Wacht auf, verdammte, dieser steht man noch zum Hungern zwingt. Das Recht wie Glut im Kraterherde mit Macht zum Durchbruch dringt. Reinen Tisch macht mit dem Bedränger her das Schlafen wache. Alles zu werden.
I'm telling you, only the Germans could do the Internationale like that. I mean, you talk about the Red Army faction. You talk about the Social Democratic Party killing off Karl Liebknecht and Emma. What was their other name? Jesus. One of the most advanced democratic countries in the world. I mean that. Germany. Descended into fascism. It was probably the only way they could stop the red flag. It was probably the only way. I'm going to, I don't know how long they're going to let me play this on this show. How long are they going to let me do this stuff? Man, that's amazing. Well, the network, you know, they're not watching. The kids at Blog Talk Radio, they're not watching everything. Now, eventually they'll learn that I'm cheating, playing over my hour that I pay for every month. They'll figure it out. Here is a beautiful British song that I've always loved. It's, have you ever heard of William Blake? William Blake was a artist, a visionary, way back in the 1700s. And everybody thought he was crazy at the time. But his paintings and his poems and his writings, people have, like, become crazy about William Blake. William Blake was a really unusual artist. Somebody I really, like William Morris and Walter Crane from England, these are people who took a natural progression towards socialism before there was any socialism. And this is Billy Bragg's rendition of Jerusalem, which I thought was very interesting. I'll be back with you if the network allows me. Music by Billy Bragg. The Dark Satanic Mills. You know, for William Blake, at the time in the early 17th century and 18th century, the factories, you know, capitalism really, the Industrial Revolution really took off in England in that period. And it was, it began there and just took off like wildfire all across Germany, Europe, hell, look at China. Industrial capitalism was what also during that same time is what triggered Karl Marx to do his epic study of capitalism. And it was an amazing period of history because it foretold, for lack of better terms, prophesied the growth of capitalism at that time to a magnificent, revolutionary, and backward slavery of people. I know I keep getting calls to my home phone number while this happens. You shouldn't do that. You should call the show, area code 646-716-8652. I have a few callers. You're welcome to come on. I don't think you can get on. The Blog Talk Radio Network usually shuts me off after 60 minutes. I'm going to play another one that I think is important and a little in your face. give you something in your face. And then I think I may have to go. I'm getting a lot of phone calls on my personal phone.
I need it. tempête et en délire, suffoquant sous le soleil et sous la joie. Et j'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires, qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi. Et perdu parmi ces gens qui me bousculent, étourdi, désemparé, je reste là. Quand soudain je me retourne, il se recule, et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous entraîne, écrasés l'un contre l'autre, nous ne formons qu'un seul corps. Et le flot sans effort nous pousse enchaîner l'un et l'autre, et nous laisse tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Entraînés par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse une folle farandole, nos deux mains restent soudées. Et parfois soulevés, nos deux corps enlacés s'envolent et retombent tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Et la joie que l'a poussée par son sourire me transperce et rejaillit au fond de moi. Mais soudain, je pousse un cri parmi les rires quand la foule vient l'arracher d'entre mes bras. Emportée par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, nous éloigne l'un de l'autre, je lutte et je me débat. Mais le son de ma voix s'étouffe dans le rire des autres, et je crie de douleur, de fureur et de rage, et je pleure. Et traîné par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse une folle farandole, je suis emporté au loin. Et je crispe mes poings maudissant la foule qui me vole, l'homme qu'elle m'avait donné que je n'ai jamais retrouvé.
Serre-moi
bread or the wine. Dis-moi souvent de jolis mots d'amour, les mêmes qu'au premier jour. Berce-moi doucement comme un oiseau blessé dans tes bras, un instant de comme un reflet de mon bonheur passé, mon amour, c'est moi.
Kansas listeners may not be familiar with that, but that's Edith Pilaf, Pilaf, P-I-L-A-F, Edith Pilaf. And most of you in Kansas have probably all watched Saving Private Ryan. That is one of the songs played before the fatal attack. Tank attack done at the climax of Saving Private Ryan. Here's another one from Edith Pilaf. I do not regret. I am not sorry.
Le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, j'ai payé. Allumer le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin d'eux. Balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Non. Rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie, car mes jours, ça commence avec toi.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watches so sadly, straight ahead, not at heel. Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
Kids are going away, and this is the only way to go here at the Go-Go. And now our show opens with one of the top recording combos from jolly old Lingland. Let's hear it for the Dave Clark Five.
Thanks, Sonny. Right, fellas, whenever you're around.
Like listening to Herman's Hermits or something. You may not know. Oh my God, that's an amazing clip I captured on public domain from the Internet Archives, which I find. I mean, you just can't find half the stuff, you know, in the public domain. Well, we got to finish because I'm getting emails from the network notifying me that I have exceeded my time, you know, 60 minutes. But it's Saturday. Hi, Jane. And I'm sure the kids, they're kids, up there in the Bronx at the corporate headquarters of the wonderful Blog Talk Radio Network has, they're like going, ugh, goddamn Cadell and Radio Free Kansas. I mean, who thinks there's anything coming out of Kansas? I think I'll play a couple more songs and hopefully you'll consider there's a PayPal. Well, it's not on this one. But there's, you know, you can send it P.O. Box 1414 in Valley Falls, Kansas. Zip code 66088. You could actually send us some money. We might, you know, start doing 7-day-a-week broadcasts. I mean, you never know. Anything's possible. Really. I mean, anything's possible. I mean, Trump is not going away. And Kansas, Republican Kansas, is not going away. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. We really do. I mean, it's sort of it is a great time to be alive if you want to have a fight. It really is. A good old-fashioned political fight. Well, I got to finish off because I'm getting emails like every, damn, they're coming in right now. The service people are not happy at Blog Talk Radio. They never bother me, ever, except when I go over my hour time limit. I have no idea if you download this show, if you get all this stuff. Really, honestly, I have no idea. If you get it.
Big time, the refrigerator full of beer, the cigarette stains on the fingers, the dirty jokes that came from evil hearts, God forgotten. Now I want to tell you, brother, this generation of youth has been raised in an environment like that. I hate to be as negative as I am tonight, but they've been raised in an environment of sexual lust. They've been raised in an environment I forget God. They've been raised in an environment when the book has had no place in national affairs. They've been raised in an environment of sin, of get mine, of live it up, forget God, make all the sexual conquests you can make.
You can't just bury your head in the sand. Politics and religious superstition go hand in hand.
Now many of our Christians have what I call the goo-goo syndrome. Good government. They want everybody to vote. I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by a majority of people. They never have been from the beginning of our country, and they are not now. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down.
You may remember the C Street scandals of 2009 when Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina
hiked on the Appalachian Trail all the way down to Argentina, where he found his mistress, his governor, or our senator, John Ensign of Nevada, had his own affair. And there was a third, a former congressman, Chip Pickering, who actually used this house that was common to all these three men, the C Street House, a townhouse in Capitol Hill, to meet his mistress, a lobbyist. And this religious right organization, the family, helped cover up all these affairs.
Well, they're going through the motions. They don't want to hear a word you say. Got to keep boredom at bay and keep mediocrity away. Got to fight every day to keep mediocrity at bay.
Well, I think that there is a crisis, totally across our country, obviously, but also within the church. And I suppose all of us, look at reality from our points of view, and mine is in the church. And the things that I see emerging in our country and in the American nation, particularly, there has been a fusion and a partnership established between the neoconservative movement and, of course, the Christian right wing, and I call this Christian fascism. And how it plays out in the church is that, at least in the mainline church, the clergy are simply silent, just silent about what is happening across our country, both the lies that led into the war, the discrepancies and contradictions of the official 9/11 story, the tragedy of this war. Both what it has done to Iraq, what it's doing to our nation, certainly what it's doing to the soldiers, the systematic abuse of prisoners, torture being a policy that has been set from the White House on down. And the church is silent on these matters. And the abdication of the mainline clergy from speaking what in the Bible is called a prophetic word, not just to power, but an enabling prophetic word to their congregations, because I think people in the pew need to get out into the street.
We live in a country in which a person cannot get elected president if he openly doubts the existence of heaven and hell. This is truly remarkable. Given that there is no other body of knowledge that we require our political leaders to master, even a hairstylist must pass a licensing exam before plying his trade in the United States. And yet those given the power to make war and national policy, those whose decisions will inevitably affect human life for generations, are not expected to know anything in particular before starting to work. They do not have to be political scientists, economists, or even lawyers.
Well, here's one for the record books. It's been around for a while, but it's very similar to the men like Governor Sam Brownback or Phil Klein, who's losing his law license finally after 10 years. This is from a speech around March, last March of 2012. Given by Republican Georgia State Representative Terry England on the floor of the state legislature. It's very heartbreaking.
Life gives us many experiences. It gives us the experience, or I've had the experience, of delivering calves, dead and alive. Delivering pigs, dead and alive. And I want to tell you, Representative McCall, Representative Roberts, all of us, Representative Anderson, that have done that, Representative Black, that have done that, it breaks our hearts to see those animals not make it. You know, a few years ago, I had a young man come to me at our store, and it was when we were debating, talking about dog and hog hunting, I believe, and at that point, there was some language inserted in there that dealt with chicken fighting. And the young man called me to the side, and he said, "I want to tell you one thing, and y'all, this is salt of the earth people I'm talking about. Someone I would have never in 100 years expected to tell me what he told me that day. He said, Mr. Terry, I want to tell you something. You tell those folks down there when they quit killing babies, they can have every chicken I've got."
This is a movement. We're going to make our country great again. Believe me, we will make our country great again.